The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number three of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM channel 189. It's Gil Alexander. Kelly Bidlin is behind the glass for the hour because Crack is standing by. I just want to read a couple tweets before we get to Crack. Darren Frazier, after a miserable betting day yesterday, the only thing that can make it better is the smooth voice of Gilly with Skinny Kelly and the Hall of Famer Bill Krakenberger. Thursdays are like the best elixir for the worst hangover ever. Let's go, boys. Thank you. It's very kind of you, Darren. And this is from this is also from Montreal Max. Oh, this is a great tweet. He says, really great job by Gil with his questions during the interview with Jay Cohen last week that Crack lined up, but it does bump our Billy, and we need our unscripted fix, so maybe a half hour of Bill before or after when a guest gets booked or even the next day as I do his PR work for him. Well, I hear what you're saying. Without further ado, unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger. Let's go. Oh, yeah. Billy.
Texting it out. We are live. So people like to know, a little reminder.
Oh, a little, little live text from you there.
Well,
there you go.
You know, tweet.
Tweet it out.
So, but I was on an extra segment before Jay Cohen last week, Max.
Right.
You guys had me in at 8:40, I think.
Yes, we 8:45. So there were two Billy segments before we did
but
Jay Cohen.
A lot of people didn't know. That's why I try to put that We Are Live out there.
Yeah.
And yes, I just to let you guys know, I had Jay on my podcast a week before. So I told Gil the night before at dinner, I said, listen, you're going to take the lead tomorrow night. Ask him all the questions you want. I already asked him questions. So
I was a question hog.
No, but you were, I gave you permission to do it. So,
yeah.
But
you
yes,
did. You did.
No, but everyone said what a great, and the people that mattered,
yes.
You know, we're so, as Gil, this is Gil's words, not mine. We're so close to the sun that I see the views and I could see the views are maybe like 3,000 views on, I don't know. I really don't know the number, but you know, where I get like 10,000 views or 15 or 20,000 views sometimes on the YouTube, where it was like 3 to 4,000 views or whatever it may be, a couple thousand views. You really have to know the industry 20 years ago to understand who Jay was and who Jay is. And let's face it, Jay is, Gil and I know where he lives now, and he's living a very menial existence.
He really is.
In a very little apartment, small apartment. He's got a bunch of problems. And he's trying to get through them.
It's a incredible story because it is an amazing risk taker, is amazing entrepreneurial story. It is amazing legal story. It is an amazing reflection of how power can simply ruin your life if they're not in on it. And then sadly, it even gets worse from there, right? Where people, you know, a person committed suicide in all of this. His partner did so. And
killed himself on the day
they
closed.
And
all three of those guys, Steve, Hayden, and Jay.
And it was Steve who committed suicide. And as we pointed out during the interview, it was Steve who, the way that his brain worked, it was merely a function. He was the guy that made all the lines, pre-flop and in-game for World Sports Exchange back in the day. For him, offing himself, for lack of a better term, was a probability and a calculated mathematical decision.
Yeah. Amazing. I was shocked back then. Even though a lot of those companies went out of business, I was shocked World Sports Exchange went out of business. And Gil did not hold. You didn't hold any punches there.
No, I did not.
You told them that they're gonna be, you know, people are going to be mad at you.
Yeah.
And in the comments of my show, there was a lot of people said, you know, I'm owed so much money, and I didn't get anything. And he wrote this book because he had no money. He needs money. I mean, he's applying for jobs, which they're telling him he's not qualified.
so
he has an
so
HR
ridiculous.
Person
yeah.
that works for the company. You know, and this one that she doesn't even know what 11 to 10 means, but she says, sorry, Jay, you're no good.
We invented live betting, political betting, cash out options in our own, you know, stock market kind of way, better than what you see in sports books today. And yet he's unqualified.
And, you know, he said, I'm old, but I think he's like my age. Like it's like in the mid 50s. I don't think he's even
It wasn't only the. It was a couple questions I wanted. It wasn't only the question about, you know, you're going to have people who got stiffed, right? They were left holding the bag. We haven't had a coworker here who texted us after the interview. I love that Gil asked the question, but I'm still mad at the guy.
Oh, I didn't
right?
know that.
Yeah, we even said, he said, they owe me X amount of money, right? They still believe, okay. You know, to this day, they're like, this is what he owes me. But the other question I really did want to ask, and I did ask of him, was, I get that all of this went against you, right? You and I didn't get a chance to talk about this afterwards last week. I get that all of these things happened to you. You got, and talk about Jay, he got railroaded by the justice system, by the leagues, by that horrible judge that ruled against. It was just such an imbalanced courtroom because of that judge. I accept all of that. But after all was said and done, when you served your jail time, that was the part that, and I actually texted a little with Roxy about this. That was the part that it was like, could you have played that after all the calamity that happened to you? Would you like to have had the rest of the bag? Now, he almost was like, what did you want me to do? Right. I don't know, man. I wish he hadn't renounced his citizenship. I wish he could go visit his dad.
Oh, amazing.
He would still have more opportunities, I think, in this country had he not done that.
One of our followers asked why we didn't ask that, and I don't know why.
Which part? About what?
Jay, what's the reason why? You were that mad that you just gave up your citizenship?
There's a part in the book. I read the whole book. Okay. There's a part in the book, and I can't remember what the detail was, but he glossed over it in the book where he said that was the final straw. And it was something very sort of random, where it was just an accumulation of everything, and finally he just snapped on it.
Right.
And and by the way, he does make a point, though, to say that when he did make the decision to renounce his citizenship, the officer of the government that was, you know, that administers this said to him a couple times, not just once, are you sure you want to do this? You understand that there are implications that once you do this, you can't go back on this. And Jay was like, yes, yes. And so, yeah it's a tough story. It's an amazing story.
Gil, let's start
the name,
out.
The name of the book, by the way, Odds Man Out.
Odds Man Out, yeah. Definitely. And everyone that I know from the old days, I mean, literally, I only talked about three or four of them. All of them, they don't even know each other. And they all text me months ago and said, you got to see this book Jay Cohen put out. So
easiest way to get Odds Man Out, WSEX.com.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They opened up the old website.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He said, by the way, off air, he told us, he goes, that was a whole thing. Because I was like, did you have the URL the whole time? He's like, no, we had to like get it back.
Well, if the state
from,
of
like from Kentucky. Oh, it was like some random thing, yeah.
Wow. So let's start out with some of the wackadoos in town, all right? So, yeah, sorry. To
Wackadoo Radio, here
wackadoos.
We go.
The Pope of Greenwich Village, people know that saying from there. There was another movie too, but anyway. Like, do you ever see these guys that just hang around the counter and terrorize the staff?
Oh, yes.
So this is Gino Savo Savastano, and nice guy. I met him multiple times. And he's trying to sign up. So let me turn the volume down. He's trying to sign up for the contest here. And you got this guy that just he's an eyeballer. And he's just an eyeballer. Let's see what you got there. Let's see. I was at line at the Wynn one time, and someone comes up to me online and like looks around. Hey, how you doing? What are you doing up here?
And you're behind him like, can I make a bet?
Yeah,
please?
No.
Move out of the way.
But I have seen this multiple times. So I was at the South Point last week making a video for Chris Andrews. I'm going to promote there. They have a $25,000 contest, and it's going to be an overlay, by the way. $5 for fire. The free selfish plug here. It's $5 to get in.
Pro or college? What is it?
It's a pro contest they have every year, and it's you pick all the games, and it's $5, winner take all. I'm sorry if I'm not explaining it correctly, but that wasn't the purpose of me talking about this. But every year it's an overlay, so I say for $5 you got to do this, and I'm waiting for this guy. He's walking back and forth talking to the risk guys. Now that's a terrible job. They thank God they moved. The risk guy, if you go to South Point, you'll see to the left, there's a desk there with supervisors. The wall's a little bit higher, but you can still see the heads of the people that were in risk. They actually moved the risk to the back room for the most part because they were all out there originally, but these people terrorize you. You know what I mean? They're over everything, you know? So I see this guy talking to the one person who is there now, and I just said, let me wait for him to go by because the billboard is up front by the counter there, but I hear him, he has a loud voice, but I have a loud voice, so I'm not trying to call him a big mouth or anything, but he just had a loud voice. In the end, he was a big mouth. But so I'm going to, I want to take this video of this bulletin board and talk about how this is a really good EV contest for five grocery dollars. And the guy just won't leave. And he's asking the dumbest questions to the guy. Here's some of the things he's saying. And, you know, he's basically terrorizing the staff. Finally, he moves over to the tellers. I say, oh, good, here's my chance. I go up to the counter, get the phone out, go to tape the thing. Here he comes again. And I said, I was nice to him. I said, sir, I'm making a video for them. He goes, well, I should be in the video. I couldn't believe it. I said, what? He goes, I'm 70% lifetime. I should be in the video.
70%.
Yeah, I mean, Chris has to, these guys at South Point have to know this this wackadoo. I mean, yeah, I have to. Now, he's a big guy, too. But he just, he was so arrogant and just like, you know, listen, you could be that arrogant and you could terrorize the staff. Hit the hip, pal. Make sure you're giving them money to take, you know, make sure you're tipping. Because, you know, they take all this, it's basically abuse. You know, it's tough to have a risk department up front or anyone up front. I have seen this. I went over to Tuscany, which is a Circa location, and I went to go to the sports book to enter a contest last year or 2 years ago, whatever it was. And, you know, I want to enter 10 entries. I want to put 10,000 up and enter 10 entries in the Survivor. And this guy won't leave the counter. I'm like, oh, man. And, you know, he didn't look like the best kind of guy. And sure enough, I actually got mad at the supervisor. I'm saying, what are you doing? Get this guy out of here. I want to be able to.
You're making hand gestures.
Yeah. I want to sign up for the. I'm waiting to sign up, but I don't want to pull out money in front of this guy.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, I just wanted to. I get it, Savo. I get your pain.
The South Point is a particularly great place of characters. One time I was at the ticket window there, and someone at the next one recognized me. Was like, hey. He extended his hand. I shook his hand. And Elba, who was behind the ticket writer, without saying a word, she quietly shoves a hand sanitizer to me.
Wow,
that's funny. They're aware of all the goings on there. Coming back with Crack Numbers Game.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Unmatched transparency with records updated daily. They're the sharp plays. They also include AI betting analysis, real-time global betting information, and alerts directly from the pros. You can scan the QR code on your screen for more. Sharpplays.com. Cheap prop bets on Twitter. Do you guys think Jay Cohn was blackballed or was told he was overqualified, but the reality is that he was blackballed? I don't know about that.
For new jobs?
Yeah, I just kind of think that these people are dumb and they don't really recognize who he is.
Yeah, I think it's that too. But yeah. Interesting that he says that, blackball, though, because I really didn't give that a thought. You know, if they do some searching.
Chris of St. Bart's, weekly nifty reminder.
Oh.
He says, get them on, please. Also, Carbone versus Carbone, Riviera versus Italian American, go.
Oh, wow, we're talking about two different joints. I mean, you're talking about one place that's literally half the price, if not 60% less.
Italian American
Club and mom and pop food.
Off strip.
And the atmosphere. I like Italian American Club. Carbone's the best gourmet. You know that's. I wouldn't be going to Carbone if it wasn't for Gil. Gil, you know, he likes the bougie Carbone. I'd rather be at Italian American.
This guy.
No.
And then Carbone Rivera, which we've been to far less.
Yes.
They got a couple things that are out of control.
Yes. Yes. No, the price, I mean, even Carbone, they try to sell you the steak. Thank God we have a good waiter. They try to sell you the steak. You know how much the steak is?
No.
The steak for the table?
No.
Because I got sucked in the first time with a different waiter.
A steak?
Yeah. We have this fabulous ribeye steak on a bone.
I've rarely done that.
$350.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh.
And you want to know the truth? Huh. I even told the guys, buddy, I go to steakhouses all the time. This is just okay at best. $350 it was for the steak. But
shout out to Troy.
Troy's our waiter. He's great. And one of my favorite meals in the whole city is that it's the pork chop with peppers.
Yeah.
That is one of my favorite meals in the whole entire city. It's about $65-$70, I guess. I don't know what it is.
I went even further off menu the other night there. But Carbone Riviera, my recommendation, if you ever get to Carbone Riviera, the pasta AOP with crab.
Wow.
That is my recommendation at Riviera. Yeah.
We love that place, though. We love Bavette's. We love Mother Wolf.
Mother Wolf is the jam also.
I went Michael's. Michael's was fantastic. I forgot how good that place was over at the South Point. Literally,
school.
It's a special place if you want to take someone for an anniversary or a big event. It's one of them. Also, one of the most expensive restaurants. You have to have a comp. Let's just face it. And Monday night's half price. If you have your points, I can't believe Michael's is on that list. It's all the restaurants in South Point. If you have player points on your card from sports betting or the casino, Monday nights, wherever restaurant you go, it's 50% off using your points. So the meal for three of us was $450 the other night, and it was only $225 using your points. So, that's a great little perk.
Bobby Geddes, weird comparison here, but speaking of Pablo Torre, knowing about this Kawhi situation way before punishments came down, Eminem had been saying Keith D murdered Tupac and Biggie in his raps for years. Eminem, best rapper of all time, by the way. Didn't think I'd be comparing Eminem to Pablo Torre today, only on a numbers game. Well done. Jared Still, I genuinely get excited for the Crackman intro music. Have a great long weekend, fellas. Patrick Kelly, I've well exceeded my tweet limit. Does Beeson have a page listing all terrestrial radio outlets? I know it's getting old school, but if I was traveling, I would support them. Do we have a page like that on the website at all? Anyone? Noonan? No? Nobody? Okay. I'm not sure if we do, Patrick, to be quite honest with you, but I will look into that for you. Tony Hernandez, I love Thursdays. Who better than Crack to tell it like it is? Good luck this football season. Thank you, Tony. And Juan at number one DGen. Thank God it's a Thursday. Need my weekly dose of crack. Well, Bill Krakenberger is here. At Bill Crackman with a K is his Twitter. Wise Cracks is the name of the podcast. Randy McKay on this week.
Oh, wow. This is a special episode. If you guys want, a plethora of advantage sports picks, Randy broke down every division, in the NFL and did a great job. Some of them real long shots. Like, I was surprised to him to say that, I was going by BetMGM, reading down each one because they have a first, second, third, fourth. You can bet each team.
Yeah, exactas.
Yeah, but not even exactas. You could bet them by himself, solo. Uh-huh. You could bet literally like Arizona to come in fourth in that division, they should. You have to lay 20-1 on the no. And Randy's like, well, I'll tell you right now, I like them at coming in third at 8-1. So that's just it's hard to bet in these one-way markets. But sometimes you may find a gem or two. And like Randy picked Minnesota to win the division, and that was they're the longest shot. They're picked fourth. They were 5.5-1, and he picked them.
He's a very popular pick from the experts this offseason.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they haven't got the money the last couple of years. Well, remember they started out a couple of years ago, like someone will tell us 7-0, 8-0. They really started out great.
That was two years ago. Yeah.
But last year did not the quarterback situation there. Also, I put one up on my Twitter today. I forgot the one he picked on the Twitter, but he picked one on Twitter that he liked. I think it was Denver. Picked Denver, but he went over every single one. Plus, he's a kind of a specialist in the FCS.
Yes, he is.
So he's given us some great college hockey over the years, and
that's right.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. And these games that are on Saturday still are not lined here in most of the sports books.
That's why we can't give it out yet.
Caesars has it, and then. Watch the show. He gave it out.
On your podcast.
Yeah, the podcast. He gave out like four of them.
Okay.
Because Caesars, DraftKings, FanDuel, BetRivers, and some of those places have it.
Oh, they do have it.
Yes,
okay.
They all have them all up. Right. And that's, let me tell you, when you give out something, that's most of the country has one of the new sports books that are, I say new, that's been 7 years or 8 years. It's not good for Vegas unless you have Caesars. But so he did give some of them out on the show. I tweeted it out one thing there, and the link is on my Twitter. And Randy did a great job. He'll be with us via the computer, though, via I guess the StreamYard they use. So he'll be on throughout the year. But Randy comes back into town every once in a while, and he was here to see Billy Idol last night. And he had the extra ticket, and I turned him down to go see Billy Idol last night. He sent me some videos of it. Wow. There's so many songs by Billy Idol. Billy Idol. Yeah, he's got a song or two. I thought it was okay. He kept sending so many videos, like five songs. Of course, I knew them all, but they're great songs. I guess Billy Idol was that big in the 80s. Was it the 80s? Is that right?
It was the 80s, yeah.
Yeah.
It was the 80s.
So he was over at Fountain Blue, and it was like Duran Duran. Go to Duran Duran show, and you think you know four or five songs, and I knew all 13. Like, so that was so Randy was here in town. We did a show yesterday over at the Fez, and I did a show at Dom DeMarco's yesterday.
Uh-huh.
With Jim Feist. We did a show yesterday, and that's also on the internet, which was Fez and I give out some great information there, talking about all different things throughout for the season. It's about a 45-minute show, so that's another show we did yesterday.
Jim Feist always says to me, how's producer number nine so much more than a producer? He always says that to me,
wow.
Kelly.
Wow.
Such a nice man.
Jim, just getting over stage four cancer somehow. Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's a health guy. He goes to Cleveland Clinic. I mean, he just really, really fortunate for him.
Ricardo asking, is Crack doing the Fox kickoff show this season again?
To be honest with you, I do my Fox Sports Radio show on Saturdays, on Sundays. So that's what I do on Sundays.
Okay.
6 to 9. It's going to be 7 to 10, though, starting week one NFL. East Coast. Let's use East Coast time. You know, I noticed that after being in this media space, I always use my time. That's not the way you're supposed to tell things. You're supposed to tell someone a time Eastern Standard Time. So 10 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is going to be I thought it was over, to be honest with you. I thought it was the greatest run ever. You know, 4 years of Fox Sports nationwide radio, 500 networks, lucky as can be. How could a street kid, you know, these guys are all college-educated football players, and I just, you know, barely graduated 12th grade. I'm on there talking. I thought it was all over. And sure enough, last minute, a new sponsor came in and took over the show because I want my Sundays back too. My Sunday mornings.
Just when you thought you were out,
I thought I was out, and I was actually happy. I'm fine. It was a great run. Let me get back my Sundays. A new sponsor came in for, you know, the rate I was getting, so I'm happy with that. Unfortunately, the sponsor is illegal in one state in the nation. You happen to know where it is? Nevada.
Yeah.
You're all just our guest. I know I say that too much, but we're geofenced away from seeing their. I even went on DraftKings. I think I told you. I went on DraftKings. I can't get their lines no more. I just wanted to see if things were real.
Yeah, you can't even get their lines
now
anymore.
You can't even get their lines here. Like, oh, God.
Yeah, you can on your laptop. It's just the mobile you can't.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So laptop. All right. That's good to know. This is I never really heard of Underdog. Underdog, 49 states, you can get the lines. You can't get the lines here. Even their fantasy, their different kind of contest. Can't get. So it's tough on a Sunday morning now. Last week was the first week of their. I have to have my co-host send me what they're going to talk about because I can't see the lines. Now, listen, I know these. Of course, I got a text that someone said, you could just use a VPN. Listen, I don't want to use a VPN.
No.
And someone saying, oh, you used a VPN. You sent the out of state.
No.
You know, I don't. I know people do that with the DraftKings and FanDuels and stuff. They use these different, not even a VPN. You can control someone else's computer in New Jersey or something.
I'm with you.
I'm not doing none of that stuff.
That's a bridge too far for me.
I'm not doing none of that stuff.
Yeah.
And God bless you. I hope you guys kill them, but I'm not taking part in that.
Iga Świątek on to the third round. Looking good so far. More with the Crack, but I've got a bunch of questions, including more restaurant questions for Crack. Multiple. On the other side, it's Bill Krakenberger, unscripted. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network.
On VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on a numbers game on a Thursday, the 11 a.m. Eastern hour. You know what that means. Unscripted with the Crackman, Bill Krakenberger. That's him right there on your screen to my right, or to my left, to your right, at Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. Wise Cracks is the name of the podcast. We got tweets beating the book. Jay Buckley, who just took a picture with you, I guess, is we're out there for week two. NFL still trying to line up a meal with Bill on me. Oh, that's not maybe not today.
Yeah,
but
great guy.
That was at the Superbook. There
great
you go.
Great guy.
Purple Kevin 1111. Gil is right. I use the DraftKings website for work and always see DraftKings and FanDuel on PC. Can't get it mobile, but you can get it on PC.
Nice. For the no.
In Las Vegas. This is from Dell Mind the Gap Radio. Jersey Street Smart's better than a Stanford education. Don't sell yourself short, sir, he says.
Thanks, pal.
Brock Landers. Since we're talking some Vegas food, how about the Palace Station Oyster Bar? Oh, yeah.
Always a line.
He said, I love that place and know when to go to avoid two-hour waits. I once waited, this was like 13 years ago, three hours for that. Oyster Bar, still there. They renovated it, though, right?
I think so. Yeah, the whole casino is done. They did a great job on the casino.
But still 14 chairs. So the Oyster Bar is literally a bar in the middle of the Oyster Bar casino floor.
Yes, right by the crap tables, across from the crap tables.
It's 14 spots. The guy behind the counter was like, you know, at Yankee Stadium when Babe Ruth was playing.
Right.
And but the pan roast and the jambalaya and all the stuff you can get there, oysters the size of your head.
Why is that one better than all the other station oyster bars? I've been to the Durango Oyster Bar, and I've been to one other one, or maybe it was just a different oyster bar altogether, actually. But for some reason, that Palace Station Oyster Bar, and now I want to know, Mr. Landers, text me privately, what time do you go and sneak in there?
Yeah. Good call. Harold Irving, can you ask Crack if there are vinegar peppers on your meal
they
at
are.
Carbone?
They are a vinegar pepper, and there's some sautéed peppers in there. And matter of fact, you got some appetizer that
I
didn't even know they had with
off-menu.
Off-menu?
Yes.
He's got good connections there.
If you want to be clever at Carbone, there's some off-menu items.
Yeah.
This was roasted peppers by itself with Mott's.
I think they make it right there.
Yes.
They cut the cheese right in front of you.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Wait, that didn't sound right, cut the cheese.
No, it did not.
But yeah, they actually, they're bringing out right there. It's still warm.
Yeah.
So
World Be Free, how does Crack rate Cafe 2825 against Carbone?
Oh, that's great. That's Atlantic City connection there. That is a fantastic, what a restaurant that is. That has become. The hardest restaurant to get into was always Chef Ola, which you're eating basically in the Esposito basement there, on Albion Place, actually. But Cafe 2825 is also one that you need a reservation a long time in advance. I recommend that place. I recommend Doc's Oyster House. They make sure you get their early bird special. People line up for that. And great, great place. Been there over 100 years. But Cafe 2825, that guy used to come down from Brooklyn every day.
I've never been.
Finally moved down by Atlantic City, somewhere closer. And they just, they bring a cheese wheel to the table. And they make your pasta inside the cheese wheel. I mean, the things they do are unbelievable there. Cafe 2825. And make sure you always watch, put your head on a swivel there. After all, that is on Atlantic Avenue, but that part of Atlantic's a little bit safer. I talk about Atlantic City in a bad way a lot, but hey, I'll talk about it in a good way too. Great restaurants, some great old school restaurants there. Always take a ride. You have a couple weekends left. Ocean City, New Jersey, a couple towns away. One of my favorite boardwalks in America. It's like, literally, you walked into the 70s. It's a dry town, one of the only dry towns in New Jersey. Can't get any liquor. The family fun town, a couple towns away. Of course, you have the Longports, the Margates, Ventnor. Beautiful beach towns over there. But you just have to keep your head on a swivel in Atlantic City. They have put no money back into it. Shame on the state of New Jersey. Shame on Atlantic City. Shame on the casino executives. I blame everyone for not fixing up those streets and keeping the garbage out of the casinos. You have to watch yourself walking anywhere.
Kyle D, Dom Corleone 28. I was waiting for Crack to end his story about waiting for the teller, not the teller, but the person at the ticket window at the casino with, and then I heard him call her a funky beach. Yes, that's a playoff Will Hill story. Did you see this Will Hill tweet yesterday? Will Hill was at, where was he? In Connecticut somewhere at a casino. And he just said that, at Fanatics in Connecticut. Thank you, Kelly. Everybody's nice. Except that there's one lady behind the ticket counter who is just so unpleasant, that's my word, that Will finally, as he turned away after making a bet the other day, muttered under his breath a curse word.
Right.
He actually had an adjective and a noun, and she apparently, though, her hearing is great because she heard it. And she goes, oh, I heard that. And he goes, good, I'm glad it's true.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think he did send us in a group text.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, the more I think about it.
Yeah.
And, wow, Will, you have Fanatics over there? Wow.
Wow.
They have Randy McKay's, the game he likes, plus 14 there. What game was that? And were you talking about that game?
You can give it out if you want. Randy told us not to, but he's already given away on your podcast, he could do it.
Yeah, it's on the podcast. You can watch
it now. All right, so go ahead. Tell him.
I got to find it now. The Jackrabbits of South Dakota State.
There it is.
So they at Fanatics, they have a 14. You lay $1.15, but there's 13.5 minus 05, I see, at Caesars. I'm looking at some other sports, but I've seen two 14s. Bet Rivers. So Rivers and Fanatics, but I'm told, if you go into Rivers and Fanatics, they're checking pulse and blood pressure. So just be careful.
Vitals.
At those two places. But yeah, so.
Billy did it, Randy, not me. He told him.
Well, I mean, I know Randy didn't bet it yet. It's really not fair, but why would he give it on my podcast? Plus 13 and a half. You can get it. He can actually bet it at Caesars right now. Go to the counter, plus 13.5, minus 05. Mm-hmm. So he could do that. But going back to that counter situation, which I said at the beginning of the show, all I'm saying is, and I'm not trying to be mean to anybody, but when people are buying in for contests, people are buying, doing certain things, and you know, like
you have to be aware. You got to have awareness.
Yeah, like let the other people behind us get to the counter. Or, but I blame staff sometimes too for talking back.
Yeah,
the staff should say, you know, they have to say, but they don't want to be mean to somebody.
Well, the worst is the Sunday morning.
Blame is a wrong word. I'm sorry.
The first Sunday morning of week one, we sit here, the whole network, right? We sit here, we talk about NFL all summer long, week one. You know, we're just waiting for the NFL season to happen, waiting for the NFL season to happen. The Wednesday night game happens. The Thursday night game happens. Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Pacific, right? There's somebody at 9:57 a.m.
Yeah.
making an eight-leg parlay. And everybody behind them, because they've had all summer to make the bet, is like, oh, come on with eight-leg parlay. But you're right. They get frustrated at the ticket writer for not moving it along.
Yeah, but it's really not their fault. And I said it yesterday with Fez on that Feist show. Along every single sport, I should say, really, it's actually a representation. It's every sports book in America, not just Vegas. There's always Sunday morning, 10 to 10 a.m. when the game starts at 10, there's people getting shut out in every single sports book. And why? They don't know who to bet. They're betting into the most efficient line at 10 o'clock. I mean, you know, Fez interestingly said something on that podcast yesterday that's not the most efficient line. He said it. 9 o'clock is the most efficient line, and just trying to think why he said an hour before the game is the most efficient line, not at 9:50. So interesting. I'm trying to maybe you have him on tomorrow.
Yes.
Ask him why.
I'm gonna guess because he makes the case that then the pros come in and bet it back the other way, kind of thing.
Yeah, maybe that's kind of the way. But
I don't know if he's right about that.
Right. Yeah. Right. Oh, and Hook, someone just bet online. See what I mean? Look, and Low Vig uh-huh. just moved to Randy. It's all over.
We got good listeners.
We got some listeners.
Lucky Luciano, crack. I took my 85-year-old dad to Italian American Club while in Vegas. He loved it. The atmosphere and food is great.
I took an 80-year-old man who was around town for years ago. And when he came back in town, he said, you know, they closed the Italian American Club. He said that was a great spot to go in the 60s and 70s. I said, well, guess what? It was just reopened. Mm-hmm. So it was after, like, I don't know, I think it was closed for 20 years. And
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, came in and bought them, and maybe 15 years. It was closed for at least a decade and a half, and they reopened it. And I took him in there, and he welled up with tears. This is like a tough guy,
wow.
too. He's like, this is exactly how I remember it. A piano bar, the dark. Everyone knows everybody. Everyone's saying hello to everyone. And it was really a special time. So that, again, I know it's off the strip, and it's down on the east side of town.
Is it Sahara?
Sahara.
Yeah.
And you have to get reservations. You leave your name and number on their voicemail.
Parking lot monitored by that individual.
Parking lot monitored by Paulie what was that, Rocky?
You're at Rocky.
He has got the hat. How you doing? All right, go ahead, guys. Get in there. And he's watching the parking lot, watching everything. I mean, Randy's going to kill us.
Oh. I haven't bet it, so that's why I'm mad.
But, look at this.
Yeah.
DraftKings bet online.
For the audience.
Yeah, Jesus.
Got to give the audience one ahead of you. Tom Collins, crack, when I travel to Vegas, I go to Ferraro's off the strip. Any thoughts? Best hour on Visa, he says.
Okay. Appreciate it, Tom. I used to go to Ferraro's. I did go when it was on. Was it on Trop or Flamingo?
No, by the old Hard Rock.
No, back in the day.
Oh, back in the day.
Back in the day, it was somewhere else. And oh boy, there goes the 14.
What have we done?
The 14 at Fanatics is
Randy
gone.
Is gonna
Someone
be
bet $30
very mad at us.
And Fanatics moved it instantly.
Oh,
Caesars
boy.
Is down to 13.5 minus 08. Okay.
Good thing we're not going to dinner with him tonight.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Sorry, Randy.
Oh, boy.
You did give it out on the podcast, which is very nice. Bet Rivers is still 14, but they may lock you up if you bet it. All right, so.
More with crack.
Oh, we're going to commercial?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Jesus, Mary back. And Joseph.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you missed our NFL futures draft from a couple weeks ago, we made it really easy to catch up. We took every pick from the show and put it into one free PDF. All you got to do is sign up at vsin.com. Or really, you don't even sign up. You go to vsin.com/download. That's all you have to do. And you can grab your copy of all 130 plays listed out in order. There's no signing up. Just go there. vsin.com/download. Grab your copy. All 130 plays listed out in order. Plus, we included a breakdown of all the picks by category. So if you want to get up to speed or you want a clean reference to come back to, go grab the free NFL Futures Draft PDF at vsin.com/download. That's vsin.com/download. Randy McKay has texted texted Bill Krakenberger. How'd that go?
He said, "Crack, what are you doing?" No, I'm joking.
No, what did he say?
No. He said, "I actually got down some, don't worry, but
oh, okay.
Don't forget to sprinkle a little peanut on the money line."
Oh, there you go.
So if you're over at what was it? There was the highest money line is at Bet Rivers. They have +525 on the money line. But just again, you could maybe just bet it at the kiosk and run out immediately from the casino and make sure you have your sunglasses and fake mustache on. Okay, Fanatics +460. That is the second highest I see, but +430.
For those who missed it, we're talking about South Dakota State Jackrabbits here.
Now, and you want to, you know, when it comes to that, I don't have the number from Randy, but I would say let's say you bet $100 on the side, I would say you put $10 on the money line. So put $10 on the money line, $100 on the side. It's like what I say about no matter what I say, especially on the Fox show.
Everyone
bets parlays. Yeah. They're going to put it in parlays. So if you know, I almost waved the white towel there. I said, listen, if you're going to bet $100 on a game, you want to put a $5 five team parlay in with it. Enjoy yourself. It's fine. But I don't do it. I don't recommend doing it. But I know you're going to do it anyway. People love parlays. But sprinkle a little bit on the money line if you like a game. Maybe 10%, 5%, especially if you can get down +525. Wow, that's a great money line on a 13.5-point underdog there.
It's a little different than doing it on the podcast, because as soon as you say it on this show, there goes the Christmas tree on it.
I was pretty surprised by this, but I should have known better.
Oh, no.
I should have known better that Caesars would move right away and the 14s would start disappearing again.
Ryan Hyatt, the great thing about listening to Gil and Bill on ANG each week is that you get the feeling these are pretty much like the conversations they'd have at supper together. Not a put-on for the audience. Authentic. Thanks for letting us hang out with y'all.
Oh, very nice.
Thursdays, he says. Ryan, thank you so much. And yes, we will pick up this conversation at dinner. It will be exactly like this.
Yeah. This is an interesting situation here, too, because I got upset one last year when I gave out some games and people in the comments were going, yeah. I said, that's it, I'm done giving games out.
That's right.
And I didn't give any games out.
For a while.
And then 2 weeks ago, I gave a game out. It won crickets.
Crickets.
Of course. So,
of course.
Now here's what will happen this week. Northwestern will blow away South Dakota State. And next week, no one will say nothing to Randy.
No, it'll be you.
They'll come after me. Yeah.
I should say, like, Crack gave it out. I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, no, yeah. But it's part of the business, though. You have to take, you know, certain things.
Yeah.
There are always people who
are just waiting, right? Their whole life's purpose is to sit around and wait for you to mess up. And you know what? Eventually, they'll get their chance.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. But you know what? One thing great, I could just tell people, and thank God I have good connections with all you guys, and I tell them to block that guy so he can't see none of the shows no more. This way you don't have to be I take the burden off you. You don't have to be troubled anymore. You could just block him. Block and move. Don't argue with no one. You know?
They'd all want to go to dinner with you, Billy.
I have a couple of them right now. They're on the cusp.
You have a list? Do
I have two
really?
That are in the comments right now. You know, one guy says, this podcast you have, you don't talk about anything. Do you know nothing about the teams? You don't want to give any plays out. Listen, my podcast is a lifestyle, Vegas, Atlantic City, gambling in general, little nuggets, little tidbits. A perfect example, I gave out something yesterday. Now, we will give out plays, but there's a casino in town that is offering $100 free right now to anyone that did $100 rebate, like Treasure Island was doing. I got like 2 million views on Twitter for that, but that it probably ruined the actual promotion because they were supposed to go the next 4 weeks. They ended it after 3 days. So they just gave away millions of dollars and said, we got to stop giving this $200 away. Well, on my podcast, and I'll say it here again. So there's a place in downtown Henderson called Club Fortune, $100 free roll. Get a card. You play until you lose $100 and you get the money back same day. Now, same day, you have to roll it over once. But, you know, there's some strategy there, swinging for the fences, to play higher denomination than you normally play. So play something, as if you play quarters or nickels, 5 cents, you want to play dollars or $5. Take a shot with that. Try to win something right away. You know, and if you win, quit. That's it. If you win $200, you're done. That's it. Don't give it back because you only get the $100 back if you lose the $100. So there's some strategy involved there, but it's a free $100 for anyone. I really don't go to downtown Henderson too often. I'm told there's a lot of little casinos there, but the time I went, I'm told there's a lot of little, you know, incentives maybe there. The time I went, it was so smoky. I just couldn't take it. Now, it's only one time.
Yeah.
It's like going into like the Gold Coast. You're going to come out, your clothes are going to smell like smoke, but it's a gambling joint. Let me tell you something. The Gold Coast and New Orleans, they're gambling joints. Look at the tables, how packed they are. Look at the baccarat tables. Look at the you know, every table there. That's a game. They give you low limits. You could play, I think you could play $5, 3-2 blackjack, but you have to put up with the smoke. That's it.
These are not the ones here. Those are the ones that you're talking about in Henderson now, or are you talking about the ones, those are the Orleans.
The Gold Coast and Orleans was here.
Those
Henderson,
are smoky.
Downtown, they're smoky. Downtown, a lot of local casinos, but downtown Henderson, is it Water Street? Have you been down there?
Is this, okay, what's the area of Henderson where like the passport office is? It's like you feel like you're in the old West all of a sudden.
That is probably it. People are going to know more than us here.
It's like you can almost picture the tumbleweed going across the street.
Yeah.
I was like, where have I been transported into?
And be careful about speeding there because the Henderson police do not fool around.
Yeah.
They're giving you tickets. So, matter of fact, technically the M Casino is located in Henderson.
Yes, it is.
So anywhere over there, they're just a tougher cop than the Metro cops.
Oh, that's
here
interesting.
In Vegas. Yeah, they're not letting you go.
That's like D.C. Whenever I used to go back visit my parents and now my old friends there. Once you cross the Maryland border into D.C., the vigilance of the traffic police, and I'm talking about like it's a 35-mile-per-hour speed limit. If you so much as dare to go 41.
Right.
And by the way, you're fighting your car back. To go slower, they will, you know, there's cameras. They picture. So my mom would be like, Gilly, did you speed? I'm like, speed? I went 41.
Did your mom drive?
Oh, she did. Not well, but she drove.
But she drove. Good. Oh, yeah. Good for her. A lot of the old times.
It was like a war out there with her on the street.
My grandmother didn't drive and my grandmother never drove. My grandfather only drove. So I just figured maybe it was the same thing. Before we get off air, if there's some great packages downtown here. If you just Google Las Vegas all-inclusive Vegas vacation packages, wow! Like I think the one at Circa is still going. You get two nights for $400 all in, but you get $200 back in food. So it's $100 a night. You're staying at Circa.
Wow.
I mean, there's the Plaza has one, the Golden Nugget has one. There's some really good packages around town. I guess we have to get into this Grandissimo before we go off air.
I talked about
being in the Grandissimo, and you know, my buddy's down in South Carolina, and I told you we were going to have an entry last year. Broke down. The talks broke down. 23rd hour. We only had one entry instead of two. But yeah, so
explain.
I want to know what people think about putting an entry in my name, and
it's his money.
Putting entry in my name. Of course, all the tax implications and everything will be taken out.
You'll be putting in the picks every week.
I'll be putting the picks in every week. I'm responsible for this entry. I'm responsible for the money. What do I deserve as a free roll?
Okay, so now if memory serves, last year you suggested 25%.
You have to start a little high.
And I told you, easy, buddy.
Yeah, you said 20.
I said 20.
Yeah, 20. So
Even that's
a little bit, maybe?
You're getting there now.
So anyway,
what's the number you've come up with now?
17.5. 17.5.
Okay.
And you know when you're at the auction house, sold?
Sold. I think that's a sold.
17.5. Now listen.
That's a lot of money.
I was going to put up a third. Like I put up a third before.
Yeah.
But why should I put up a third and get a third of the contest if I can get 17.5? He's not going to hear this, so it don't matter. So why should I put that up when I can get 17.5 free? Don't put up anything. Right?
We should have done this earlier because people could have written in what they think.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they'll comment or something. Yeah. But so that's just interesting thing. We are way ahead of pace for everything here.
It's a lot of responsibility, by the way.
It's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
It's a lot of responsibility. Yes.
You can't mess that up.
Can't mess it up. Yeah. No. We're ahead of pace for all these contests here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, I shouldn't say all. Survivor may be a little bit of a may be good, but the millions may be a little bit of an overlay.
Are we going to get to, like, 27 in Survivor or something like that?
The goal was, like, 23. I think we got that. We're going to get that.
Oh, we're getting 25 for sure.
25. But $25 like, million.
I think we may soar over that. We, by the way, Derek Castillo.
Yes, Derek.
And Circa Survivor. Which is just insane.
Insane. This has gotten so popular. It's amazing how popular this is. It's amazing. And, of course, the Grandissimo is already over, but they guaranteed millions may be the value.
What was the first Survivor? $1.3 million or something like that? Something like that. Thank you, Billy.
Thank you, guys.
Prop Points is next. Enjoy from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.